Bible Notes. Nathan prophesied that David's son, Solomon, would be established in his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. My mercy shall not depart away from him. After Solomon was made king, God appeared to him and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. Solomon's request was simple and full of integrity. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people that is so great? God honored his request, for Solomon had responded with humility and spiritual receptivity, proving his worthiness to build the temple. To encourage a search for the treasure that Solomon hid in his writing, he provided clues in the introduction and conclusion of his Proverbs. These are the precious bookends of Solomon's profound wisdom, which he derived from God. King Lemuel's prophecy of a woman who excelleth them all refers to an excellence above human goodness and activity, and is a portrait of the woman and womanhood who speaks so eloquently in Solomon's song. Introduction to the Proverbs. The Proverbs are introduced with these words: The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Conclusion of the Proverbs. The Proverbs end with the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his Solomon's mother taught him. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good, and not evil, all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. What other people have said about the Song of Solomon? Josephus, a first-century Christian writer, calls the works hymns to God. Catholic and Jewish tradition suggests the following interpretation. The lover is Yahweh, and the beloved is Israel. Christian tradition suggests the following interpretations. The bride is the church. The song is the relation of God and the individual soul. The bride is the Virgin Mary. The bride is Solomon's kingdom, Martin Luther. The bride is the individual believer. A new inspiration. The advent of Christ, Christian Science, and the two individual revelators uncover a whole new dimension to the Song of Solomon. Did Solomon know the type of manhood and womanhood that, when wedded to their deific principle, would revolutionize the world? Did he describe a pattern that would later be fulfilled? If so, we should be able to find our place and see if the ideas he presents coordinate with latter-day history.